Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. We are back live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute. That's all, folks. Yes, I am sober. Again, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, for the most, the King of Kings himself, the man who's always exhausted, was after listening to Sean Black over and over again, how last over the weekend he was in Washington, D.C. with the rest of the Proud Boys marching, singing Kumbaya, my Trump, Kumbaya. You won the election, my Trump, Kumbaya. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one, the only, Sean Black.
You finished?
What? You never finished?
Okay.
You never finished singing?
You're the one doing all of the singing, and by the way, you sound horrible, but that goes without saying.
Oh, of course. Yes, for someone that always sounds good and lovely on the air, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Lady T in the house.
What's up, what's up? What's up with you tonight? Are you drunk?
He's actually sober. That's the sad part.
I'm sober.
Oh, my God.
Most of the time, I am sober for a Monday night. Only Monday night.
Really? Well, that doesn't sound like that usually from week to week. We seem to come to that conclusion that maybe you're imbibing in some of the hardcore liqueur, as they say.
No.
Maybe.
I do have a bottle of vodka in front of me, but that's about it. So when
drink some of it.
God damn. Wow. Already on a good note tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the number. 347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. Okay, let's get right into it. Breaking news this morning. Lady T texted me about some miracle vaccine, another vaccine that popped out of nowhere for the coronavirus by Modern or Morandin or something like that.
Moderna is the company that you're thinking of.
Well, I don't know what was
just sounds weird already, but yeah.
Exactly. But I don't know what's more breaking news, that we have another vaccine or that Lady T was watching the news this morning. I don't know which one was breaking news to me overall, but other than that, for Lady T to watch the news early in the morning, trust me, that's breaking news. But besides that, Sean Black, last week we announced that Pfizer was came out with the vaccine. Now, this one, with a 94.5 effective rate with little side effects. Basically, same question as last week. What's your takeaway from this vaccine? Do you trust this vaccine? Do you trust any vaccine coming out? And do you think we'll make a big difference starting next year?
Well, I don't want to be one of those people that subscribes into all of those conspiracy theories that, oh, it's got like bat blood in it or whatever the case may be. I'm going to be of the mindset that the vaccine that they're working on may actually indeed work. The issue we don't know about are side effects, long-term use, what it does, is it interact with any other previous vaccines that you may have inoculated yourself with. Usually when you hear about these vaccines coming out, it usually takes between 5 and 10 years of trials and finding out what happens going forward before you can even have an idea of what's going to happen. So to actually hear this whole, these two companies with these vaccines coming out so fast, and the first one from Pfizer was 90% efficacy. This one is just about 95%, as you were alluding to, 94.7 or whatever is the official number. As far as the actual use of the vaccine, it's still months away. They say maybe by December they might have a couple of cases where they'll be able to ship some of them. And the other difference between the two was that the one from Pfizer, you had to actually keep with a certain temperature, I think somewhere like 30 degrees below zero for a certain amount of time to keep it fresh from going
and
bad.
And you still have to take it twice. You have to take it twice.
Yes, both of them you need to take one, and then you have to take a booster shot, I believe, 3 weeks later after the first shot.
Oh, yeah.
But to see that these are moving so fast, I still would like to see, you know, the long-term testing, because we're not going to know how fully safe this is. So that's, I think, what the question is going to be. The one thing that I will find interesting, though, is that this president is actually going to take credit for this virus, but he's not going to take credit for the fact that
Trump
the virus...
Trump is taking credit for something? Get out of here.
Yeah. He'll take credit for the vaccine, but he's not going to take credit for the virus that actually is the reason why the vaccine exists in the first place. And he's actually, if we've talked about this virus, the vaccine, and all of the things that are going on, he's been in quarantine more from the actual election than the actual quarantine from when he had the virus. So it makes you wonder where his head is at going forward with this vaccine and all the other stuff that's going on.
But to Lady T, if Donald Trump had the coronavirus back then, he took some medicine, didn't he quote-unquote took the vaccine already?
I wouldn't know, but I was listening to the interview with the Secretary of Health, and he was talking about the vaccine and things like that. And a few things I found interesting. Okay, so, So the first thing was that, do we remember the interview that Trump had with Dr. Fauci and stuff like that? And they, didn't they cut out the CDC and stuff like that when coronavirus was up in the air and they weren't following their directions?
Yeah.
They had their own plan. Oh, now you're on board with the CDC with this. Okay, great. That's the first thing that bothered me. The second thing they were talking about was, why didn't they say this around the time when he said he had coronavirus and so forth? Why now? So do we remember when Dr. Fauci said it would take at least a year to 18 months when he cut him off and gave him the correct time limit on this?
Yes.
Even if Trump, let's just say, even if he wasn't the president, it would still happen under the administration regardless because of the timing with the virus and the timing when they would be able to have this shot. So to say that he's going to take credit, he would have gotten credit for it either way. That's not a doubt. So what's the big deal with this, oh, I want to take credit for this? Are you a little kid? Obviously, right?
Okay. Well, we know the answer to that already. Because, you know, he sees himself as a loser president, so he wants to leave his stamp. And out of all the stamps he left behind.
So you got one win. Yeah. Great. You got one win with something that we don't know what the side effects is yet due to the fact that people haven't taken it and enough people haven't subdued these side effects yet. You get what I'm saying? You need people to take this, then you'll find out what the side effects. In the drug, it's not going to say, oh, this is going to be the side effect. That the side effects happen when the people take it and you have a case study of what happens to them. It's all about numbers after this. And data. And anybody that has,
it's too small of a cross section of people anyway. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, you can't even put out the side effects yet because it's not even effective yet to be used. So, all right, it's 94%. I forgot what Biden's own might have been, something also in the 90s. So, you know, they're competing with each other with these numbers. And I just felt like it's like you have a shot, Biden has his shot, and Trump administration has their shot. I'm sure both parties already were figuring this out before election.
True.
During election. And now we're in the after election where we can discuss it even more. This is continuously highlighted. It's making me very annoyed. I don't even trust politics.
I'm sorry, why are you being annoyed by this?
I'm very annoyed by this. I'm very, very annoyed. I just told you. It's like it's are we trying to save lives or we're trying to debate on which party has the best product?
Well, as we've discussed for a long time, these politics will be playing with our lives, with people's lives, you know. So you
and then
me
people play
companies?
With their own lives on top of that because you want to follow everything
yes.
that they say and they don't even know the whole story to this coronavirus yet and still can't get it under control, but we'll go into that after.
Yeah, and I just find it funny that, you know, you have two different companies with two different vaccines with similar effects, you know. It's like, am I missing something here? Was it like Sean
and don't forget, sorry to cut you off, Hot Rod, because it's important
yeah.
back with what you just said. Pfizer, didn't they take out their stocks or whatever the case may be?
Mm-hmm.
What did they do
did
with
they
that? I was
it?
Hearing that on Friday or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. That bothers me, too.
Case, no, if something hits the fan, they're not part of it. They're not going to lose that much money. So
okay.
they're looking for investors out there to buy millions of these vaccines, and unfortunately, there will be millions of people who are desperate to take anything right now.
So, Ken,
you know,
how can we ourselves trust the vaccine, then? Tell us, how can we even trust either vaccine?
Well, the only way that anybody is going to actually trust any of these vaccines is when either Biden or Trump or somebody that is in power physically shows the American people that they trust one of these vaccines enough to take it themselves and to have it verified and vetted that this is not a placebo. This isn't something that's, you know, sugar water in a syringe. Is going to have to take clinical studies, people that already have the vaccine ready, those trials and the information that's there. And as Biden said, if for those that might not have seen it, Biden had a press conference a little earlier talking about one of the somebody from the press junket actually asked him if the vaccine is ready, would you take it? And he said, as long as it's been verified as safe, I have no problem with taking it. And I think that's the thing that needs to be done, because the main reason, and this is something that even Biden touched on before, one of the main reasons why a lot of people don't buy any of this as far as the vaccine, like Lady Tia said, you'd very trepidatious about even approaching a vaccine or having to take one. The main reason is because of this current administration. Every time that something has come up, there's been a lie, there's some obfuscation, there's always been some sort of alternative data, alternative facts, let's really call it what it is, plain, blatant lying. And we've had to deal with this. So there's no trust in anything that comes from the administration. And with all of the things that have come out of this administration over the last few months, where this president hasn't even met with the coronavirus task force in months. Dr. Fauci has said it himself, they haven't met. The person that's now the head, the spokesperson now for the coronavirus task force, which is Dr. Scott Atlas, he's a Trump yes man. He just actually went on television earlier today and basically told everybody in Michigan, he did a tweet and told them to resist because it was suggested that they may actually put mask mandates and anything that may actually help mitigate the spread. And this person actually went out on television and literally told them to resist what the government, local government, is trying to tell the people to try to keep them safe. This is the kind of craziness that goes on with the administration, where no one wants to trust anything coming out, if it's fact or not. He's already done that with the media. And this is the problem.
Isn't that the same state that also still has problems with their water in Flint?
Exactly. And I bring
that
up every week.
So we have a lot of things
going
on over there, plus with COVID. So let's stop.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
But once again, would you take that vaccine if the Biden administration told you it's safe? Will you take it, Sean Black?
As I just told you, if they prove that it's safe and it's effective.
They told you what you want to hear. is safe.
I don't want to be told what I want to hear.
Remember when the flu shot first came out also, Sean? Remember when the flu shot and a lot of kids, they said, had autism due to that? Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
you had a lot of celebrities debating this and a lot of proof aside from it. I'm not even going to go into details because we know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but the thing was that discussion was
Sean
made.
Back. Sean,
yeah.
Answer the question, yes or no.
You I just answered the question
yes
for
no.
you, and I'm going to
no,
put
no,
more
not.
On
no,
it.
No, you did not. No, you
yes,
did not.
I just did.
The,
I just told you.
No. If
listen,
the government told, if
what happened
told
when
say,
they did the whole thing mm-hmm. with the flu vaccine, that was proven that those were false. And I remember when one of the celebrities went on television and made a big campaign. I think it was
not
Jenny McCarthy, one of them.
That was actually affected by it, so I would agree with
yeah.
that. No, don't tell me it's false and you have full-blown proof of
exactly.
certain children with it, so stop.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Ooh, she got you there, Sean Black. She got
no,
you there.
No, I'm not. This is what I'll say. As I just said before.
Oh, my gosh.
If they, if there is proof, as I just, and I said this more than once, if there is enough proof to let me know that it is safe and effective, yes, I will. But I'm not going to take a vaccine that soon with not enough proof to know that there are any side effects. I said that before. It takes
side
time.
Effects. There's always side effects in any medication.
Exactly.
There's side effects.
Well, of course.
Any
but I'm not
going to
take something
always,
that
always.
Just came out if I don't know what the side effects are. Like we said, like with the flu vaccine, there are there's
oh
a percentage
gosh.
Of people that don't react to the flu vaccine well. I've gotten vaccinated with the flu vaccine. I've not gotten sick from the flu vaccine.
Based
but
on
everybody
your
is different when it comes to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It's immune system based, just like this COVID immune system based.
Exactly.
But the
you
flu
what?
Vaccine has actually been around for a long time, as opposed to a vaccine for COVID that we're still finding out symptoms of COVID as we speak. So
okay,
from
so
that
Sean,
sense,
okay,
we
want,
don't know
Sean,
the efficacy.
So pause
efficacy
for 1 second.
Of,
I got a question for you, Sean Black. Hold on, because this is a good one for you. So, you know, they always say some people get the flu vaccine and they get the flu anyway. Now, my concern with this COVID vaccine, let's say I haven't gotten COVID, thank God, and then I go get this vaccine because I'm panicked that I may get it. And then what if I get it because of the vaccine? These are another thing that people, when they get vaccinated, think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And also on top of that, lady to you too, Sean Black, what happens if you catch a COVID? Will you take the vaccine?
Well, I don't think getting the vaccine while you're sick
you. You
is actually going to do
you
anything.
My question, Sean Black. You answer my
the
question.
The vaccine, what,
so
no, what,
you
the, what, the, what any vaccine is supposed to do is to put the antibodies in your body so that you can fight it if you do get sick. Getting the vaccine while you're actually sick won't do anything until after your body has actually fought it.
Sean,
that's the whole premise of having
you
a vaccine.
Get the vaccine, even when they clear it.
Thank you.
Even when they tell
you
the side effects, will you get it?
I will get the vaccine if it has been proven safe. I would take a vaccine.
Okay.
So, Sean Black, you telling me, okay, one more question and I'll move on. So, you telling me you too chicken to go on a roller coaster in Coney Island, but you're willing to take the vaccine? You will take that risk. That's what you're telling me right now. With many times over the years, I fight with you to go on these Coney Island rides. You've been chicken scared to go on it, but you want to take the vaccine because Biden administration told you it's safe. Okay, you know what? No, I'll tell you that topic. There have been a lot of cases of the coronavirus that have gone up. In the last 6 days, we have over 1 million cases. 11 million cases in the United States. What, 250,000 deaths so far? Like I told Sean Black saw a video earlier this morning that I just saw about it, like a few minutes before the show. There was a nurse talking. The same old stories you hear all the time. And they're talking about how many people are dying. They go to a room called a pit. People are dying in the pit. There was a story of a woman who lost 6 members, her mother, her father, her aunt, her uncle, her cousin, 6 family members to COVID. The stories go on and on and on and on. the cadence has gone up. Apparently, no one don't listen to us or have not listened to any warnings or also or forward. Sean Black Lady T, do you see yourself, do you see America to have another national lockdown coming up to help stop the spread?
Do you see the timing of does anybody not see the timing of what the lockdown may be? Thanksgiving. We're going to be cooped up inside, enjoy your holiday, and then they're going to lift it again. Why can't we see the why can't we see this so clearly? I'm not surprised by any of this, and everybody is still in fear. You wasn't in fear over the summer. I'm not understanding this. We had cases still in the summer. So don't tell me.
And like Sean said, we never got over the first phase, first wave, and now they talk about second wave. It's still been going on.
It feels like the fourth wave, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've said before, this is one
year round thing. Mm-hmm. All year round.
The craziness that we're seeing about this virus is that there's still things we don't know about the virus. And just like every virus, and I don't want to start scaring folks, but we all know that any virus will mutate. We've talked about this before. That's the way viruses are. That's the reason why there's no cure for the common cold. As a cold virus, it mutates. It changes. So it's very hard to really get a grasp on how to efficiently get rid of a virus. And that's where I think a lot of the fear goes. We know with all of the stuff going on, it looked like we were starting to get a break in cases at around, I think, May-ish. And then the cases started to go back up at around Memorial Day, when everybody started to go and go out and party and nobody's wearing masks and everybody's drinking and everything else. And then we had a spike, quote unquote, a spike. Then it started to happen again around 4th of July.
So it never stopped, kind of. It really never stopped, if you said around May-ish, but then Memorial Day's in there, so.
And the other thing is that when we talk about cases, a lot of the cases are going up now because, remember, we weren't testing as much earlier in the pandemic as we do now. So there are a lot of cases when we talk about how low it was and then it dipped, et cetera, et cetera. This was early in the pandemic. If you remember, the president was having fights and arguments with different governors around the country as far as getting PPE and respirators and all of that stuff.
I'm sorry, Sean Black. To add on to your point, don't forget, and after your point, Sean, I'll go to 404. Don't forget that Donald Trump said over the weekend that, you know, New York is not getting a vaccine because, you know, the piss coma off. But go ahead.
Yeah, and we've had six straight days of it's taken 6 days to get to 1 million new cases. 14 days of 100,000 plus cases, and it's only getting worse. And I think that what we're starting to really see now is, like you said, the ones that had the issues with the president, he's taking it out politically in a lot of instances. He's talked about this before when he does show up and talk about it, like Cuomo in New York and a lot of places that are Democratic run, that you kind of that fall in line or else. So we'll see where this goes.
Those are empty threats, though. But look, man, y'all go back off, Sean, man. When that vaccine comes out, I'm taking it, bro. I'm taking it. Y'all playing out here. And let me tell you something, man. Y'all not even thinking about long-term ramifications of this. Let's say private industry, meaning your job, says, hey, you can't come in this building unless you've been vaccinated. Let's say sports teams, hey, you can't buy a ticket
and come to
a game unless you've been vaccinated. Exactly. Hey, man, you're going to have to do homeschooling or online learning if you won't get your children vaccinated. There's going to be a lot of ways to where people are going to be somewhat isolated if you make those decisions, because things are just going to have to change. And here's something you just got to understand. A lot of other countries handled this way better. They had better people governing. They understood science, things like that. We got a country to where not only do a good portion of this country hate the country, don't trust the government and everything else, it led to the worst results in the world. when you was a little kid and yo and they told y'all, hey, if y'all get perfect attendance, you get a pizza party. Guess what? We ain't do what we needed to do. That's why we ain't get the pizza party. So that's why we might be seeing lockdowns again. Not because anybody wants to lock anything down. It's going to lose a lot of money. But it's something that might have to be done. But, yo, I got to run, but I had to back my boy Sean up because y'all tripping, man. Y'all gonna chill out on Sean, man.
Oh, my God. I'm scared now. Oh, excuse me. Well, thank you for your input. In that case.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. Yeah. Wow, Sean, you have a defender. Ooh, excuse me.
Yeah.
How much do you want him for that?
If you look at all of the stuff that we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks, all we've seen are from Republican governors and mayors in certain places that actually have COVID outbreaks. They're starting to realize now that they need to do more to kind of curb the spread and mitigate what's going on. Because apparently whatever they're doing isn't working.
Sure, but to your point, Sean Black, then I give it to Brother B and K-Dog. To your point, Sean Black, there's people still denial about this. There's been stories saying that before people died, they told the nurses they don't think the COVID is real. This is a hoax. As they're dying. They're dead. They still don't believe they died from the coronavirus. They believe.
And
they
you
want to
know the other part that's worse is the transition. Remember, I talked about this last week. The transition of President-elect Biden going to the White House. He has to actually have intel into how the rest of the stuff is. We talk about the vaccine. They have to come to some sort of way to distribute the vaccine. Who gets it? Where is it going to go? He has to actually have that kind of information to formulate plans to be able to do those kinds of things. And if he doesn't have that intel, it's going to delay a lot of that from happening. So that's part of a lot of
what
the stuff
they
that's
say,
going
some
on
of right the now. Senior citizens are going to get it first and so forth. They kind of do have a plan of who's going to have access to it. They have that plan ready.
And that will be
the
issue.
Well, the president will have access to the vaccine, but you know him. He would take it by his hand and his gun and start shooting up the place, give him the vaccine, or he'd take your life away. Brother B, what do you need to say? Dan K-Dog.
Greetings and salutations, everyone.
Greetings and salutations.
I just want a sandwich. Do we really have to talk about yourself?
A candy corn sandwich.
I'm so over this because I'm just like, yo, when did politics trump lives? Like, when did politics become more important than people's lives? Like, this guy's a clown. There are people that know that he's a clown, but they still support him, so that means that you're clowns too. Because if you can sit there and support someone that totally and just has a blatant disregard for all the people that have died, for all the people that have lost their lives, to all the people who've lost someone. If you can be that blatant and disrespectful and you can still support someone like that, then I think there's something wrong with you. And with I don't really care about anybody's attitude on what I said because it's not the human thing to do. You should cooperate with this guy coming in and his people to make sure that everything goes smoothly. But instead, you want to be an ass. You want to be disrespectful. Oh, New York is not getting anything. Well, guess what? New York don't even want you back here no more. Like, you don't know, New York never cared for you, and we never will. So, you know what I'm saying? You want to be on some personal, you know, in your feelings kid shit. This is what it is. But I'm just tired of this whole mentality coming from these people, these zombies that follow this asshole into this big loss of humanity. No, it's disgusting. Oh. No, let me tell you something. No, listen, I got to share something. Everybody always has some crap with them, and it's been like this for years. People are going to be people. But I've noticed over the past couple of years, since this dude's been in office, The battery has been in people's back to be extra, like, straight up disrespectful. Like, people are just not caring about shit anymore. Somebody just rear-ended me yesterday, the other day, and before I got out the car, they drove off. Somebody's life got saved, and my freedom got saved as well. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that, yo, real talk. Like, real, like, are you serious? You're just going to hit me? There was no damage, thank God, but yo, are you serious? You're just going to hit me? You're just going to drive off? Like, yo, people are out here. Somebody looked at, said something to me in the street but because I had a mask on. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, people like are out of their mind.
Like Cato always said, Trump opened the doors for people to stand up and say what's on their mind and out and say blunt in your face without no, no fear.
It's like, mm-hmm. Wait, what was that episode? What was that movie with Batman where Joker released something in the air, and then everybody started acting crazy.
Yes.
That's Trump. That's Trump.
You know what? He's releasing like Smilex into the crowd. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yep. but let's be honest. Cato was also in the crowd with you, waving a Trump flag, praising him with the rest of the Proud Boys. So, Cato, if I was like to be in that rally Saturday, praising Trump.
Hell no! I wasn't praising Trump. I was praising for him to get his ass the hell out of here. Anyway.
Oh, the language! My goodness, clutch
you know,
the pearls.
Yo, man. Yeah, let me just say this. I'm sorry to please excuse my language, AT, but fuck Donald Trump. Anyway.
Okay, Mr. Russell.
Even the nice people with well-mannered, tempered people like Cato have had enough.
You know why? Because let me tell you something. We have over, and let me be serious, we have over 200-plus dead. 200-plus dead. You know how many families? Think about it. This holiday season.
I think you mean 200,000. I think
yeah.
It's 243,000.
It's a lot.
Over.
I thought they said
over. That's what
people.
I said. Over 200-plus. There's more than 200,000 people. More than 200,000 people dead. You know what the holidays are going to feel like for these families? They're wrecked. And you have an idiot. Yes, an idiot.
And a
sore bitch sitting there.
Ooh, tell us how you really feel.
Sitting there crying about an election that he lost. But meanwhile, you're not even reaching out to the families of those who lost their lives to this dreadful disease. Now, I'm not saying he brought the disease, but because of his stupidity and carelessness, people are dying from this. And it's sad. It really is.
Ouch.
You have these people out here, you know, get out of here with that. You know what? If I see someone with a MAGA hat, I'm going to snatch it right off their heads. I don't care who it is. Burn the sucker dick down. You know what? Because let me tell you, America right now, we've already been laughed at already. This country has already been laughed at already. Now we're the biggest joke throughout the whole world because the whole world's looking at America like this, like shaking their heads, like, damn, what the hell happened to you guys? And now, after the election, okay, you lost. Face it, you lost. Move on, you lost. You know how many greats have lost and have lost something? Even in athletes. Come on, Sean, you know we're all sports fans up in here. Come on, how many great athletes have lost the game but then managed to get up and say, you know, hey, we took this loss, all right. Let's go ahead and play another game and win and do our best.
Wow, Sean Bless. Mm-hmm. So I advise you not to wear your mega hat, you know, tomorrow in front of Cato.
Right.
To save your life. You know. But to your point, Brother B, talk about relationships and everything. You have people who are you thought was your friends, and I talked about with Sean about this earlier about the open racism. So you have white people that you thought it was your friends and buddies, and they supported Trump. And you said a few weeks ago how Trump opened up the eyes of a lot of people. So people you thought back then was your friend. I'm like, I know we all argue about politics and religion and all this stuff, but this is a little bit different. This is Trump-based. So what do you think about, do you think there will be coexistence now between anti-Trump and pro-Trump and basic racism, or you gonna see the racism going back into the closet?
Did you see that? Did you see that video where the Proud Boys hit one of the two black girls that were on a bike over the head with a helmet and took the knife off of her? That might answer your question. I mean, I don't know. I mean, once a spade, you know, always a spade. I think that will they go underground? I doubt it. How can they go underground? Because they've already showed their ugly heads.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We know who they are now. And to be honest with you, now that I know who you are, I'm staying away from you. Totally. Like, I'm going to just...
Yeah.
To be honest with you, because of COVID, thanks to COVID, gives me a reason to just be like, get away from me. I mean, I was like one of the original antisocial persons, but, you know, or social distancing persons, but now... Because of COVID, I don't want no one near me. Especially if I know you have that type of mentality, get away from me. And I don't even
have to say it
because of a color thing. It's like, nope, it's because of COVID, get away from me. That's it.
No, you're right.
But you have people who decorate the trucks with Trump flags and everything, and then out of nowhere, all of a sudden it disappears. You know, like women who are a huge Trump supporter, now you're going back to hiding into the closet. So, you know, are you going to be friends again after that? Or, you know what, stay away from me. You know, something to think about. But talk about staying away from me. I can't believe she called. That means she's ready to cause some trouble with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Big Red in the house.
Big Red.
What's she doing?
What's up, Big Red?
What's up, guys? What's going on? Huh?
So, Big Red, also...
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? I'll start with you, Big Red. Do you trust the vaccine, and do you see yourself taking the vaccine next year?
Hell no.
Or are you like, you know
what? Absolutely not. I'm not taking that damn vaccine. You kidding me? I ain't doing that.
What?
They must be crazy.
Hell no. That's right.
But why? But why?
What do you mean why? For what? How do you develop a vaccine that quickly? It takes years for that to develop something like that.
No, it doesn't, Red. Come on, man. You know when that dude went over Boston. He left Boston to go over to Wuhan, China. They already had a vaccine because they made it. They made the coronavirus, and then they had a vaccine. Ain't nothing that they make that they don't have a backup or a cure for.
I guess they tried. You know, I guess they did that so they can implement that vaccine. I guess, you know, I guess that's the reason why, but I'm not taking that.
It's
I don't
about
trust
money.
That.
Or
yeah,
about
of course.
Money.
You know that's what it's about. I don't trust it. I don't even trust taking the flu shot. And I was at the doctor the other day, and she's like, you want a flu shot? Nope. Absolutely not. I ain't taking that.
Nope. Yeah, but Big Red.
Yeah, because you can't trust it, because you know what? The effects afterwards, you don't know if it's going to make you more sick afterwards. That's the scary part about it.
Absolutely. That's just like the flu. I know people that have gotten the flu shot and they get sick afterwards. So why would I be a dummy jackass and go sit there and take? I'm not doing that. No.
But what if I offer you a tequila shot? You would take that, right?
Oh yeah, heck yeah, they got that. Yeah, that'll clean your insides out
all day every day.
Mm-hmm.
but
my
goodness. Before I move on,
they give you chances as a perm.
But Big Red, like the caller said earlier. What happened is they enforce that on you. I'm like, for you to come back to work, you need to take the shot. Or for the kids to go back to class, they need to take the shot.
Horrible. I don't think that should be forced because once again, you don't know how that's going to that's going to affect the person. Like you shouldn't be forced to do that, especially with working. And like, why do I have to take a shot to go back to work? No, I'm telling you, this whole thing is just ridiculous. Like I said, this pandemic is a pandemic. It's just everything is just a
pandemic.
Yeah, it's a pandemic. Like, I'm sick of everything. I'm sick of everything. I'm just sick of it.
You're sick of it, but what happened, like I saw in Black, what happened if you caught the virus, the coronavirus, God forbid, and they told you need to take this vaccine? Will you consider it then if you have the virus? Or you take your chances with the virus?
No, I'll take my chances. I'll just stay home.
Nah, I'm going right over there with some chicken soup and NyQuil and some Uno cards.
Right.
And we go, I'm gonna take care of my fam.
Some honey Jack Daniels. Okay,
I know what people used to take is golden seal root and Robitussin. And if the Robitussin didn't work, you'd be taking Buckley's. Buckley's tastes like carburetor fluid. So I think those are good.
And you can still
get Buckley's.
And you can still get Buckley's.
Yeah, I bet you it'll knock out that damn coronavirus out your butt.
Yep. I think it would knock out a lot more than that.
Man, listen, in the Haitian household, man, they believe in that home remedy hardcore. And once they give you that home remedy, you don't care what herbs you take, it's going to make you feel better. It's going to get bouncing off the walls.
But you know, that's the problem, but that's the problem. They know that people do those home remedies. They know that there's a lot of, like West Indian people, Haitian, whatever. They know that those things are things that were being used anyway. So, like I said, these pharmaceutical companies are like, oh, no, we losing money. Oh, we got to do something to, so you can do the vaccine and take this and take that. They know these remedies work. What were we doing before these?
We got to make something stronger than Baba Roots. We got to make something stronger than that.
Yeah. Well, okay, other than that, tell us something stronger. Okay, Big Red and Lady T, correct me if I'm wrong, but a few weeks ago on the menu, we talk about sex, of course, and Lady T,
you
had a problem?
Hey, that's not Diane. You make it sound like it's a chat line or something.
It's a chat line, y'all. You got me. It is most of the time. But
Because I got tired of politics.
You want to know something? This is probably the most laughter you've heard from this show in about a year and a half.
Exactly.
That shows you how crazy this world has been.
Yeah, right.
This is what we need. Hmm. But what about, do you ladies have a problem if a guy takes the pills to, you know, enhance his performance in bed?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I damn sure do. You got to do that.
If a man,
crack it up, honey. We don't need to be doing nothing.
Why? But why? I don't understand.
If
I'm in my 40s and I want to pleasure you, I need to pop a pill in there to give you the best 5 minutes of your life.
In your 40s and you popping pills already? Oh, my
God. Exactly.
That thing ain't going to be done in by your 50s. Like 55, it's done. You done then. What kind of crap is that?
Actually, 40s, you got to take a pill already?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
But listen, Lady T, Big Red, guys go through different type of sex drives at different stages. You know, men got health issues or stress or mentally, you know.
Okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to just wait. Go ahead, run it down, and then I'll break it down.
No.
Go ahead.
No. Well, remember, as a man
and
of the house.
I ain't talking about break down like that. Break it down.
Break it down.
You're going to need a pill after this.
Mental health. The stress of providing for his family, going to work, got to please his woman. And you know what? A man in his 40s, 50s, you need that energy. I talked to a guy right before the show. He told me at 39 years old, he's taking natural pills.
Hmm?
Not Viagra, but natural pills, to keep his body going. And he's
like vitamins
25.
He's taking?
Or like horny goat weed or something like that?
Yeah, what is he taking? Vitamins? Just natural vitamins he's taking?
Spanish fly or something like that?
Hold on. He's taking pills, Max. It's similar like Viagra, but not Viagra. It's all natural to keep his blood flowing, to be the king of his jungle when he's making love to his wife, He cannot.
Okay, does he drink or smoke?
Day.
Does he drink or smoke, Hot
no.
Rod?
No, he
does.
He does not drink or smoke.
Does he work out?
Yes, he does.
Ooh, wee. What's going on?
Yes. Listen, it happens, you know.
It
so for,
what do
you
mean it happens? It could be sugar. It could be any. Listen.
Yeah,
blood
it could be anything
sugar,
that's going on.
It could be anything.
Blood pressure and sugar.
Could
on,
be
you
mentally.
Could be taking medication.
So, guys, can I ask you guys a question when y'all finish? Go ahead, Hot Rod. I'll wait because.
No. I'll give it to Brother B and his turn, then K-Do, then Sean Black.
No problem.
Wait, what do you want me to say?
That's what he wants you to say.
Listen, if you have an issue, listen, one or the other. If some you lacking in one department, your tongue game better be strong. You better have a strong neck and a strong tongue. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a good thing. Next person.
Okay.
Let me see
next person.
So go ahead, K-Dog.
As a man speaking, there is once a woman, once you see your woman.
You're a man?
Oh,
good boy.
Once you
that's
see your woman,
right.
listen, look. The rocket ship should be up and ready to go once you see your woman looking a certain way or she's doing something that's like erotic. That rocket ship got to be up and ready to blast off. It's got to be
okay,
up and ready to. Yeah, what's up?
If I'm gonna, sometimes a rocket crash to the ground, you know. And
no,
go up, but it crashed down.
Well, that could be you. You could be having the problem because you know what? A rocket ship got to be up and ready to sail off, man. It's got to be ready to take off, ready for blast off. It's got to be
listen,
up there. Like,
everybody ain't like you. You Haitian lovers, man.
Listen, you know what? It's in your blood because you know what it is? It's like, I don't know. It's just a certain emotion that comes over you when you see a woman and you know, she comes inside the room or she touches you in a certain way and you're like this, you know, like a bass player or something, you know.
Exactly.
You better
okay, Kate wow. Looks down horny all the time. Next person.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Somebody.
Oh, okay. God. Sean Black. Oh, my Lord.
Hi, y'all, man. You know, that bass drum got to be going.
Oh, gosh. The first thing is, as we've all heard from everybody else, not everybody is the same. Ironically, and this is something that if you had sex ed in college or high school, they say most males end up hitting their sexual peak at around, 22? And then it's like downhill from there. Not downhill from the sense that nothing works anymore, but it's not the same as that age. Other people have vascular issues, blood, high blood pressure, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What I think the issue mostly is if it's something health-related, and there's a problem with performing, et cetera, et cetera. If you tell the person, especially where we know a lot of men in this ego-driven world that we live in, they mm-hmm. feel the need to have to be able to pleasure the woman that they're with and do it in a certain way all the time. But also, women expect their men to perform that way as well. And therein lies for a lot of men the pressure of trying to do that. Now, if you can't communicate with each other about what the issue is and accept that, you know what, maybe he has an issue or maybe she has an issue because there are both sides that can have issues. If you're not willing to actually confront that, then there's something deeper in the relationship that you guys need to walk in and talk about because there are way too many times where we've seen people end up in affairs because of that same thing.
But Sean Black, to add on to what you were saying earlier, yeah, mm-hmm. women hit their sexual peak at a different age than men.
Much later.
Yeah,
yeah,
we do.
That's
true.
Like when y'all hit like the late 30s, y'all need a machine. Y'all need Voltron.
Yeah.
I think it's in the mid to late 40s that a female
uh-huh.
reaches their sexual peak.
That's right.
As opposed to a
no,
male
really
that drops
30s,
off at about 21, 22. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
late 30s, so and we can go like the Energizer Bunnies. We don't need the tune-ups
okay.
like you guys may.
That's
okay.
right. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why they call me the Cougar of Brooklyn.
Like in Cougar of Brooklyn. The problem is
they call me the Cougar of Brooklyn that goes off at the age of 40.
And I'm not saying all men go through it. It's not all men that go through it at the age of 40. The testosterone's gone. Some men, they can keep it going. It's like a, you know, it's just that emotion.
So,
like, damn.
So,
you know?
So I'm sorry, kiddo. But lady, so Big Red, so for a woman at your peak, you will go after younger men and not guys in their 40s?
Did you hear what I just said? I am called the Cougar of Brooklyn. You didn't hear that?
What's
your question, Hot Rod?
I just want confirmation. Listen, I just want confirmation. That's all. You know? So,
but I'm saying, I will deal with a man that is in my age bracket, but, you know, just like as you said, when men get older, you know, when men get over 40, maybe over even over, yeah, I'll say over 40, you know, as you guys said, you know, there are issues that do come up and they may have to, you know, do a little more to, you know,
We want more repertoire than what everybody is expecting, I think, you know.
Right, but then my thing is, you know, as Brother B said, then you don't have to do something else to, you know, pleasure that woman if you can't, you know, necessarily, you know, do penetration. Okay, let's try to get something else going. So you got to use your imagination, try to, you know, get
Red.
Other things going on. Yes.
But Big Red, if I want to please you, if I can't please you, I go get the big toy, the AA batteries or the AAA batteries, turn it on, and please you right there so it could take my place for the time being. You know,
okay, well,
it lasts longer,
that's
right?
What I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. If you're using other things, then that's different.
Let me ask the women of the panel a question about this. And this is something that may bring something to
what
you.
Do
I
know
don't think is as much that as would you be happy if the male is putting in the effort to please you, as opposed to just saying the only thing is that, because there's the foreplay, then there's everything else, it's everything, you know, massage, everything that encompasses making that person happy, as opposed to the main event. Would there be an issue with that?
Yeah, you would want it to be finished off with the penetration. Is that, I don't know, is that not the point? Sorry, at least for me it is. We could do all that foreplay stuff and all of that. That's great, but I would.
Somebody got choked up on that one.
I say, okay, like I said, if you're putting in the effort and you're doing everything else, and guess what? As Lady T said, okay, I want penetration, but if that's not what you can do and you can do it in other ways where I'm still getting, you know, released, then it's like, I can work with you like that. I can work with you, then especially if we're in a relationship or you're somebody that I've been seeing for a while now. You just you know, we just hooking up for maybe we just hooked up and we just met a couple of weeks ago or something. No. You got to do something. If you can't do that, you ain't getting no callback. Sorry.
Oh, wow, my ears.
You ain't getting no callback. Sorry about
Big Red,
that.
But Big Red, yes. I give you 30 minutes of pleasure and satisfaction. Then for the main event, it lasts 2 minutes. What do you expect if I give a foreplay for the last 30 minutes, you know? There's a thing called pre-cum, right? I was raised this slow a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It depends on how, you know, like I'm saying, if it's to the point where it's just like, you know, I'm seeing, you know, rainbows and bunny rabbits and stuff running around the room, then you did what you had to do.
And
the thing that a lot of other people go through is a lot of males, and you've seen TV shows where a lot of women complain about this, is that a lot of men try to mimic things that they've either heard or seen in porno movies. So
oh
then they think that that's the end all be all.
Oh, that's,
and
oh
I think
goodness.
Overall,
oh that's
if you're
addict.
In
a,
either a relationship or you're dating somebody, I think the main thing is, did you enjoy yourself? People don't even enjoy themselves anymore. It's all about,
it's not about
be done.
You know what it is? Oh, it's like, all right, not about.
Go
it's
ahead,
not
okay,
all
dog.
About pleasure no more, because you know what it is, especially, and I'm glad you brought that up, Sean, because when it comes to the porn addiction, man, it's like that porn addiction takes a whole lot of hold on somebody, and they're going to try to emulate what they saw in the porn. I'm like, listen.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of guys also say they don't feel like watching porn anymore because they want to hold that ejaculation for the actual act. Like,
right.
It takes away from
that.
I hear a lot of guys say that.
But Lady T, I know a lot of people, a lot of guys, they pleasure themselves before didn't meet up with a girl. So, you know, to get it out of the way.
And that's,
so they
that's
last
probably
longer.
What the problem
Lord.
Is. So you're wasting that person, and you're wasting
right,
my time.
Then when they get with the woman, then it's like, well, you ain't going to be pumping me for almost 2 hours because you don't know. We ain't doing that.
No, yeah, because you done wasted it on that.
That leads to my question. That leads to my question for the ladies. What's a good amount of time? Because, you know, you hear women like, oh, I want a man all night long because y'all busy listening to Keith Sweat. And everybody
hold
else
on,
talking about this all night long shit.
You know how long people's brother be? Get
what?
This first round in. You get the second round in. Third, fourth, fifth round.
Wait, how long is the round?
I don't know.
Okay.
5 minutes.
I'm going to tell you
5 minutes.
Wow.
Take a break.
5 minutes.
Women. Right.
5 minutes.
Women
that long?
What do
you mean? That's long?
Be maybe
I thought
like
that
20 minute
short.
Intervals. Each round should be about 20 minutes, at least.
Wait, oh, you
I'm
talking
you
about
like
with foreplay and everything?
Right.
Okay, great.
No.
Hold
that's without
some
that.
Women,
20 minutes. Brother B, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
at what
age? I say 15. I say 15 minutes. I say 15 minutes. Then you take a break. You know, once he
15 minutes in family.
15 minutes, sandwich, take your break, whatever. Because guess what? You're not going to, unless you're that type of man that does that, which I've encountered men that can do multiple times, maybe within that 15 minutes or even 20 minutes. But you got to take a break because you're going to hurt yourself.
Okay, but they, guys, breaks are, I'm going to sleep for the night. We'll wake up in the morning to this again.
Oh, no, I don't like that. No. You got to
okay.
Look.
Okay,
how long?
So I have one more question. So Lady Big Red, you want that shower scene from Mimi? Remember the shower rod that scene? You think you care for something like that?
I don't know what that is.
Oh God, hell no. No,
we went talking about 20
like
minutes
said,
and you don't know what that is.
Oh damn. I don't watch TV like that.
Women that talk all that mess about they want a man going all night long like that, they full of mess because as soon as the guy puts the tip in, they screaming and hollering. So guess what? Shut up with that. Don't talk. My thing is don't run your mouth. Just let them be in awe when it happens. That's all.
So, Brother B, first you don't know the pumper, and now you don't know the shower rod scene. You know what? We need to talk after the show.
I don't know nothing about that stuff. And I ain't putting myself out there either. All I say is I don't know what you're talking about.
Like I said, even if it's an all night thing, like I said, you have to take breaks. That goes for man or woman. You gotta take a break. You ain't gonna be consecutively doing, you know, that all night like that.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, real quick, Sean Black, to answer this question, do men think about sex all the time?
Of course they do, and so do women. There's nothing new.
Some women.
Men and women are both sexual creatures, and they are, both of them always are. You know?
Okay.
It's just one seems to think that it's okay to not talk about it, and then one seems to talk about it all the time and is looked at as macho. So
right.
It's a perception
what?
Of who does what,
what.
But both male
but
and female
women,
talk about
I'm
sex
sorry.
And think about sex.
But women talk
probably
about
the
sex
same
all
rate.
The time. Women talk about sex all the time. What are you talking about?
They do.
They talk
right.
about sex.
Like I said,
yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Never mind. I forgot I want to talk to Sean Black. Never mind. You're giving me a headache. First, you don't know.
I said both males and females think of it the same way. You just didn't
okay.
hear me because you're
Sean
too busy being sober.
Sean Black, before we go, will you take the vaccine to make your blood level up so you can perform better in bed? Will you take the vaccine for that?
The what? For the blood level for what?
To do the round.
Oh, Lord.
To do the 4, 6, and 6 round.
Go
through,
oh, man.
I don't know what to do today, Sean.
I didn't know there was a vaccine
Sean,
for that.
You never know.
So that means he might
never know.
Brother
B.
Brother
B,
you have
a show tomorrow night.
It won't be about politics. It'll probably be some relationship, sexual related nature. I can't.
Oh, God.
Well, you know what? Actually, you know what? I was thinking about a topic of, you know, moving forward with this, you know, Biden administration, like what's really going to change between, like, are the, is things going to get better? Black and white, Spanish and black, everybody, you know, that's looking at black people right now kind of sideways because they feel because of George Floyd, you know, now black people, you know, oh, we because George Floyd, they want everything now. And we got to give them this and we got to be nice and, you know, it's going forward, what's next?
Right.
Will it get
okay. Up? Now, on that note, Big Red, AT, K-Dawg, Sean Black, and Brother B, guys, thank you so much tonight. God bless you. And tune in tomorrow
night.
Take care,
y'all.
Be
safe, y'all.
Okay, later, guys. Be safe.
Later. Don't forget to pop the pills. And have that finish.
Oh, man. The pleasure will be all yours, right?
Exactly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Later.
Oh, God. Later, guys.
Later, y'all. Peace out.
Good
peace
night,
out.
Everybody.
Peace out.